listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me looking gravy, baby.
As a young girl from Canada who was fascinated by her dad's guitar, she started her professional career as a musician at the age of 16. By the time she was 21, she was a regular in Austin, Texas, under the wings of one of the primary keepers and relauncher of the blues and its musicians, Clifford Antone, of the infamous Antone's Club. She has since won numerous awards and garnered many nominations in the blues music circles both in the U.S. and Canada. When I first heard Sue Foley's debut album in 1991, Young Girl Blues, I was blown away both by her captivating voice and her guitar playing. Let's take a listen to some of her early material from that first release, starting out with a couple of Foley originals, Gone Blind, followed by Time to Travel. The blues of Sue Foley today on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Find a home.
Sue Foley is a proficient and talented songwriter who takes pride in her telling her own story in her writing. As a performing artist, she's learned early on that you have to win the audience right away at a concert to get their approval. She stated in a 2001 Blues Review magazine article, in reference to time being an opening act for headliners, she said, with only 30 to 40 minutes, you have to know how to do your thing and get the crowd's attention. Basically, by the third song, if you don't have them by then, you're not gonna get them. Let's move up a little bit in time here to a 1995 album, Big City Blues, with Howlin' for My Darlin' and $100 Bill. Sue Foley on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack. We'll be right back. In the year 2000, Sue Foley had two album releases, one on Antone's label entitled Back to the Blues, and then on the Shanachie label, Love Comin' Down. Here are two cuts off the Back to the Blues album, starting with If You Think I've Lost You, followed by a snappy little instrumental entitled Lightnin' Boogie. Sue Foley on our Blues Cruise today.
Where you never get too far. Ain't
Hey, if you happen to really dig that harmonica playing on that previous tune, If You Think I've Lost You, that was the one and only Kim Wilson of the Fabulous Thunderbirds and also the Kim Wilson Blues Band. Kim was actually part of the house band at Antone's Club down in Austin, Texas, where Sue also played. In the year 2000, Foley also released an album on the Shanachie label entitled Love Coming Down, which won the prestigious Juno Award, which is the Canadian equivalent to our Grammys here in the US. Foley also holds the record for the most Maple Blues Awards, 17, as well as 3 trophies de Blues de France. Here's a title cut off that album, Love Coming Down. Sue Foley on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Don't know how I feel.
is Mr. Jack, and I'll be right back with some more recent Sue Foley tunes. Stay tuned.